if it's all right.
Welcome to the Cash Considerations Podcast, CC in 20. Producer Rolls Wednesday. Newbie, what song is that? He's Dan Alexander. What is that?
We got a little All Night by Big Boy because you were basically up all night to watch baseball. We are going to be up all night on the East Coast for watching some basketball in the coming days. So a little All Night, Big Boy, a little throwback action.
Love it. I love it. That's what I thought it was. I'm like, wait. We didn't even talk before. Like,
I know. It's just we're kindred spirits, David.
I love it.
I didn't need
it.
To I know that you were up it. All love night it. To know that it was all yeah. night.
I put it out on the Twitter. I'm Dave Sherapin again at SportsBK can sing the show. Cash can sing the show. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Leave a review. We got a couple reviews this week. Guys stepped it up.
I love
stepped up your game. Thank you for leaving a review. That apparently helps. I don't know. I know people are listening all over. You guys are downloading the show. You're getting it for getting plays because things are happening. I did get up, noobs. Let's start with the baseball portion of the show. Baseball started yesterday. But if a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it, does it really happen?
It's a good point.
It's the Soul series and not S-O-U-L like this show. We got Soul. It's in Seoul, Korea.
Did the game still count for like regular season?
These two games count.
Wow. Wasn't even aware.
They're in a regular season, flying back. They're going to play spring training games to finish out spring training when they come back.
Unreal.
What? It'd be like in September going and playing a game on Monday Night Football or something over in London,
yeah,
Germany.
What's like,
and then coming back and finishing out the preseason.
What's like how the NFL is? Yeah, it's weird the positioning of it, but like it's like the Eagles. Their first game is before the actual season opener, in the NFL, and it's in Brazil. Like their first game is in Brazil, and that's like the NFL opening game or whatever.
That's
where it makes sense because it's not like it's the Hall of Fame game. You know what I mean? Like right. it actually is right. the start of the season, but yeah, it is kind of weird. The positioning, so to speak, of this match.
Yeah, I got up and the game was blacked out.
What the fuck?
I couldn't believe it. On ESPN, they flipped it over.
So what are we doing? Why would the game be blacked out if clearly you're not going to be able to get to Seoul to watch it?
In Vegas, the blackout rules restrictions are six teams. We're blacked out from six teams.
That's
in
ridiculous.
Vegas. It's been that way for years. Every team in California, Giants, A's.
Can they show it in
Angels,
the book?
Angels, Dodgers, Giants, the Padres, and the Diamondbacks were the six teams. Out. Can't watch baseball. And when I first moved here and found this out, I actually called the commissioner's office. I said, I want to talk to him. They're like, what about? Who are you? I said, I live in Vegas.
This
if
is
I
bullshit.
Can't get six out of 30 teams, that's 20% of the teams. I can't get the games.
It's good math.
I want a 20% discount.
That's actionable info, breaking it down to 20% right there. That's good. You needed a spreadsheet to do that.
Right? Six out of 30. That's 20%. And the lady said, "Man or sir, you can call back. I don't think he's going to take your call right now.
I'm like, Jesus.
Okay, well, put in my request. I left my number, sportsbkcansing at gmail.com. You can email me. You mother. I was pissed off.
It's bullshit.
I even reached out to the kid.
Really?
I said, yeah. I said to the kid at the MLB Network that we know, our friend, our co-host, when he decides this show, I said, Tony, find me a way to watch this game. He couldn't do it. You know what I did instead?
What?
I got on Trent's book.
You had to watch his stream.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. So you're saying Yanitzi couldn't help you out?
He did answer, but he goes, his statement to me was, you are sick.
Well,
I'm like, no, I'm not sick. Newbie's sick. Newbie don't feel good. We had yesterday, we feel good. You told everybody you felt like ass. Go listen to the show. It's so good. I went back and listened to it again twice yesterday.
Speaking.
I couldn't believe that we got all the hockey right.
I know, dude, we fucking nailed it. NHL portion of the show coming up, but speaking of Yanitzi, did we make a line on whether he's showing up here or not? Because the Twitter's going crazy but I feel like there's been some steam on Yanitzi. Yes. It's still a heavy plus money price, but I think there's been some steam on the yes.
Hump day could happen.
You think?
There has been some talk. What?
What the fuck is... Is that Yanitzi's music? What? Is he back? Is it the Tribal Chief?
The Tribal Chief
returns. Holy shit. Is that... Is this you? Yanitzi?
You said Wild Lot Wednesday, so I figured out how to make an appearance.
Holy Bam! Shit. He's literally on a treadmill right now, Dave.
Pumping. He's walking.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You look jacked.
3.5 speed.
You look jacked, bro. That that Brunson shirt is a schmedium, but you look jacked.
I got a little lower for the boys.
How weird do you feel? How weird do you feel talking on a call while you're literally in the gym?
I'm just him. So business calls. You got to step up to the plate, and that's what the Tribal Chief does.
I'm just
a lot of yap on the Twitter. And I'm not showing up. I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm not the real Tribal Chief. Like I said, when necessary, the champ steps up. Today was necessary, so I step in. Dave up 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm at work at 6 a.m. I see this guy texting me. Unbelievable.
I told you. We got one shot. We ain't getting out work. That's what we do here on the show. We got one shot. The boys are going to have – you guys are going to have – my effort every day is to get the two of you a big envelope, because there's going to be a time, like the movie The Godfather, where we're going to have to come to you with a favor or things like that. You guys are probably going to be the uncles to my grandkids.
It's true.
At some point.
It's very true.
Because I'm old. You guys are young. So I know where my bread's buttered. I got to take care of you. But, Ant, did you watch the baseball game?
I was at work at 6 o'clock this morning. What do you think?
Ironically, that's when the first pitch happened.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable. I never saw a ball go through someone's web like that. I don't know what was going on in Korea, but I never saw it before in my life. That was unbelievable.
No run first inning cashed. Dodgers win on the run line. The game stays money under. Line. We got Yamamoto tonight against Musgrove.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you want a middle of the night sweat? It's Dodgers again, is it not?
It does split. A lot of these series in these other countries have been splits.
Oh.
Give me the Padres money line.
Oh, really? Wow.
People.
Coming in here with a little plush chicken out the gate.
Yamamoto coming out of spring training with the yips. I think it continues into tomorrow.
Wow.
All right. I like the way you step it right
now. I've been hot, too, by the way. I've been hot.
Oh, that's convenient. You've been hot. You've been hot when you haven't been given any picks out here on the show. I like that.
I sent them in the chat.
I know. We'll talk about it in the college basketball portion of the show, but we had a unanimous winner. Dave and I said Colorado State is the play, and Anthony, without listening to the episode, said Colorado State is the play. So it was a unanimous without being an official unanimous.
You know how the unanimous rides. The unanimous money. Rides in football season.
Money.
Was good. Yeah. All right. Put this kid on mute so I can switch
hear the
to
whole
the next
entire
portion
gym.
Of the show. That was the baseball portion of the show, boys and girls. Saks underwear, ballpark pouch, underwear reinvented, designed to reduce friction. This 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. We got to get this kid while he's working out, and while you're out, you know, spinning the lacrosse things, we got to get you guys some Saks underwear. Holds the pouch together.
I like that.
All right. You said it, News. The college basketball portion of the show. It is college basketball, March Madness. I mean, we're not really paying attention to the NBA, be perfectly honest. Try to keep it honest on the show. There's a bunch of games today. The Knicks aren't playing, so we know this kid ain't paying attention to
the
ball.
Thank God.
Yeah, so he's not. I mean, he's not looking at the NBA. Milwaukee's gigantic dog today against Boston. I don't know. Utah OKC is a gigantic spread. There's multiple games. Every single game today is almost a double-digit spread. There's 1-9. The rest are 10 or higher, except Cleveland at home against Miami. And – News, I don't buy Miami as being a good team.
Eh.
Eh?
It's the East, dude. It's who cares about any team in the East that's not called the Celtics?
Fair.
You know what I mean? The Knicks aren't beating the Celtics in the playoffs, you need to see.
We got to get healthy. We're the best shot to beat them.
Yeah, the best shot is still not good. It's the Celtics.
That's not true.
And everybody else.
Are you guys aware that the best team in basketball at home? Coach Young told me this yesterday. Or no, Scott Wetzel told me this on Sports Grid. The Orlando Magic are the best team at home in basketball in the last like 60 days. They've been really good. They don't play today. Yanici, you worried about the Orlando Magic? You could match up in the first round.
Well, we lost the season series 3-1 to them.
See?
We've only played them – we haven't played them healthy all year.
Mm.
So, no, because we have the best player in the series.
Okay.
And therefore, I wouldn't be worried.
All right. Excellent.
They're a fun team. They're a fun team.
Yeah.
Surprising that they're the 5-seed like Paolo, Italian.
They're not playing today.
Nick got them right. And they've been playing a lot of crappy teams too lately.
Listen, we only got 20 minutes in and out. You're in and out with these answers. All right, keep
it together. He doesn't understand the format of the show yet. You know, he thinks he can. He thinks he can blow V8.
He looks great.
He does look great, but he thinks he can hop on here. 20-minute answers. Talk about this, that, and the other thing. He's got to tighten it up, button it up. You're better than that.
Cleveland probably decide. Cleveland probably decide in the basketball. Noobs, college basketball. We saw the play-in games yesterday. Did you partake in any of it at all? Because you didn't miss any.
No, just the Colorado State. We laid it with Colorado State, and that was free money.
That game, Virginia scored 42, 67-42. Ugly, ugly basketball game. Grambling State's playing Montana State tonight. Colorado's playing Boise State. Huge steam on Colorado. It's going up 3.5.
Yeah.
I like dog. I think dog can cover. I think dog can win. And I think the game goes under. I don't want to make the snap judgment that the Mountain West got one, because they did get one yesterday, Colorado State. But I just not impressed with the Pac-12. Sorry, you guys out in the West Coast. Keep hitting subscribe. And liking the show.
And the Lobos, Dave, speaking of Mountain West, that might be the team we ride a little bit here. The Lobos action, what do you think?
Lobos,
so
short favorites. I like them. Colorado State won that game yesterday. I think they win again. They beat Texas.
I like the little, and I know I don't have, like a chart to back it up or actionable info, but I just feel like when a team plays really well in the play-in game and dominates like the way that they did, I know that that had more to do with Virginia maybe than it did with Colorado State. But like now they got some wind in their sails. You know what I mean? Now they're playing loose. It's house money. Yep. They already have a game under belt. So,
did you just make that up? A gub?
A little gub action. They got a little gub. You know what
game
I mean?
Game under belt.
Yeah. So, like, I just
trend that shit on Twitter. That
was nice. Yeah. So, I just feel like, there's no credence to it, but I just feel like they're fucking rolling. You know what I mean? And it's right now is everything. Or how the fuck is it? Right now means everything. Right now means everything.
R-N-M-E.
Yeah, that one.
Ollie said it yesterday. We're incorporating that into this show.
So
we had on the Western Kentucky coach today. His name is Lutz.
That's a good name.
Coach Steve Lutz. First year at Western Kentucky. They go and they win their conference tournament, Conference USA. They're playing the 2-seed Marquette. And it's so much fun for me to ask these guys questions because they're just talking. They have news. I did research for the show, for the interview.
Whoa.
They're the fastest pace in basketball, in college basketball. 76 possessions per game.
Who is?
I said, how's the game going to go?
Western Kentucky?
He said, Western Kentucky, yeah. Ooh. So 76 possessions per game is a lot.
It is a lot.
I said, how's the game going to go with Marquette? He said, we got to hold them to shooting making less than 14 threes. And I said to P-Roll after the interview, this sounds like an over. We're talking about the over. Forget about Iverson talking about practice. We're talking about Western Kentucky Marquette over on Friday.
Mm.
Put that in the memory banks.
I like that. I like that a lot, especially I'll be locked in on Marquette. We got a guy from Berks County who I used to call his game, Stevie Mitchell. He plays for Marquette. He's like a rotational player. Okay. You know, not blowing anything away, averaging like 8.8 points per game, 4.1 rebounds per game. Stevie Mitchell, pride of Wilson High School in Berks County.
Love it.
So I got Marquette going a little bit. Dave, I got a question for you.
Please.
So friend of the show here, Kelly in Vegas, Kelly Stewart, she's running like this little pool where essentially you pick money line. It's a survivor pool essentially.
Yep.
So I figured I got an entry. Our other friend, Carmine Bianco, he hooked me up. Yep. He said, hey, I know you're in California, so you can't play. You can have one of my entries.
Correct.
Make it a show entry. You and I have to agree on the money line pick. We'll see how far we go. What do you think?
Love it. We're in. All done. Right.
Boom.
Finished.
So then we need one for Thursday.
We got one of those two. We can't do it in California. We can't do it in Vegas.
Beautiful.
But it's a BVB show.
Beautiful.
Available. Yanitzi can do it, actually. Go win that thing, Ant.
Ant, because it's win it. Take all. Bring it home for Jerome, bro.
Pay the top 50 spots. There's 100 people in it now or something. So, yeah, it's at splashsports.com/BVB.
So on the show here today, Dave, what's our play for Thursday going to be then?
Well, tomorrow, I think we're going to do this the earliest time possible me and you can do
it. All right, let's get up in the morning and do it then. Yeah. We'll have a play for the folks.
We're going to see if we can get Yanitzi quick appearance like he did throughout the music. We'll let him know via text.
All right.
He's working hard.
We're up and at it tomorrow. I like it.
Yeah, me and you will get that done because I got to go to Resorts World and do the live shows in the afternoon, so we won't be here. Three hockey games today, Noob. You're a hockey guy. I mean, we're hockey guys. How in the hell, when you listen back the next day,
it's so impressive.
How does it sound to you, like you listening? I know how it sounds to you, Noob.
Well, the audio sounds incredible.
The audio sounds great, but like, when we talk it out and it goes exactly.
Yeah. I mean, this is now back-to-back weeks, Dave, when we have called the exact score. You called the exact score. I did it last time. You did it this time. Literally the exact score, exact script of the game. Game flies over. We said bet the over. We said bet the dog. How do we do it?
Like this, you go, oh, it's a 4-3 game, maybe 5-3 with an empty netter. And I watch the game and I go, wait a second. I don't have the Kreskin hat on. I got to get a Kreskin hat from the Johnny Carson days when he held the envelope up and said something, and then they asked the question. They opened it up, and it was a question. That's going to be a bit. We're going to do that for Mr. Lucky.
I like
it. If you're listening out in L.A. News, three hockey games today. Did you come up with anything? Toronto at Washington, road favorite. Washington coming off a super successful road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona, gigantic dog today at Dallas. Minnesota out at the Kings. If we were together, I would tell your guy, get us the Kings tickets tonight.
Let's go. Of course, it would be a damn good game. It would be a damn good game. But instead, we're swinging back to the one you mentioned at the top of the board, Washington, Toronto. We like some shots tonight, Dave. We like shots on cage tonight. Maple Leafs putting shots on cage. To be exact, it's the guy who rocks the glasses off the ice. It's William Nylander. Over 3.5 shots on goal. He's going to be peppering them. Nylander over the play.
Washington Capitals, 60-minute money line.
Oh, in regulation.
This is when the kid comes in. I was thinking Capitals are live tonight. Absolutely. I love that shit, Ant. Way to come in like that. I got Washington. If I got to pick a side in that game, it's them. Dallas is going to win in regulation. Take away that big juice power. And then I think Minnesota's live sidewise. That game is probably going over the 5.5. The Toronto-Washington game is probably going over the 6. And Arizona-Dallas, listen, man, you're on your own. -$3 favorite, probably a dead-ass under. One of those 5-1 victories for the Stars. Boys, what a pleasure from Yanitzi. He's stepping all over that damn treadmill. I mean, he looks bigger, stronger. And of not a fall from grace at all by Yanitzi. That's for the inside job, boys. He's Tony Yanitzi at Tony Yanitzi. He's Dan Alexander at Newbie
Talk. It took me a second.
I'm Dave Sherapan at Sports Bay. Can't get sick. Cash gets his show. CC in 20. Ain't got to worry because it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. Everybody going to say what it wants.